Mr. Colson.
Hello?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
You got Brennan launched, right?
Yes, sir. He'll be in his office and ready to meet the press when they...
And, I mean, you, but the main thing is you made the necessary calls to Meany, Schultz to Meany, and you called the rest, right?
Yes, sir. They've all been covered.
And you cover Rizal for me?
Yes, sir. Just hung up from Rizal about 10 minutes ago, and he was...
Of course, he wasn't able to get an advanced story on it. Well, I guess that's...
We don't want him to have an advanced story. It would have been a very
bad signal.
Bad for us.
Good.
And I told Vic that that you had wanted that, but we couldn't get the clearances done in time.
So good.
You came out.
But at least he was pleased.
Oh, he's very pleased. And
right.
All
right.
He cares about is having access.
Right. Now at we're on at 12 noon tomorrow. Did Holloman get a hold of you?
I just got a message that you wanted me to come with you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just fine.
And I want you and him and Ehrlichman to... I'm going to be very busy there because I got Schultz all morning on the economics, and I got Connolly, and I got Henry Saturday. But I want you and... give you and Ehrlichman and you and Haldeman mainly, and Ehrlichman to a less extent, although in the case of Justice, to sit down and work out some of the game plans with regard to the... not only the outside operation, but also the political clout in the House and the White House, what people were going to do, what kind of a facility we're going to have them in, so forth.
Great.
Well, but I think getting away to think about it a bit, this is a good time for you to go anyway, isn't it? You've got the time, haven't you?
Oh, I'd love to get away.
But I mean, there isn't really anything we have to do right now. I mean, now that Brennan is launched.
Yeah, I've got most things on track. Well, I'm doing a lot of things on the second level of personnel, which
they'll discuss that. I'm staying out of that as much as I can.
I've been
so busy with these other things.
There are a hell of a lot of good people that we can bring in at...
We got the Webster thing on the track, you know.
That's marvelous. You're going to be...
Listen, I'm telling
that's
you.
That's going to be like a breath of fresh air, Mr. President. He just is...
We're having one hell of a time with Client East. He just doesn't want to change anybody. He wants to keep Griswold.
Oh, you're kidding. Griswold?
Yes. Isn't Griswold 70?
Griswold is not only 70, Mr. President, but Webster, who's an alumnus of Harvard Law School, wrote Griswold during the campaign to bitch about the fact that the whole Harvard Law School faculty had come out from McGovern, and Griswold wrote back and said, you could be spending your time more profitably worrying about other things. I mean, a nasty letter like that. I have that letter.
Would you get that letter to Ehrlichman, please?
Yes, sir.
Because he can use it.
That kind of thing is just, to me, is appalling.
Yeah, that's right. Get that thing to him. It just shows you exactly what he's up to.
Well, of course, I mean, I think Kleindienst is ridiculous to do that because they ought to be appreciative of you keeping him for 6.
Well, we're only keeping him for a reason, as you know.
Oh, I know.
Until he gets through his hearing.
Sure, but I would...
Yeah.
well,
fine. Why do we finally come out on the count? Have we ever got the final count yet?
Well, I got an updated one.
you've had so many.
This one I'm reasonably confident is correct because I've made people talk directly to the Secretary of State. Half of the states are certified, half are uncertified.
Do they ask them when they certify? Now, does this include the absentees? You see, some of these people...
Sir.
Okay.
Yeah, they're checking that, and... there are some states where they're finding problems. You know, they've got...
Yeah. Some people, machines broke down, all that, I know.
But it is 61.1 as of today. And that's with the most accurate figures people can give us.
But 61.1, but we don't know whether it's 61.101 or 61.008.
It comes out 61.10. 37.5 for McGovern, 1.4 for Schmitz. And
well, then you're pretty close to having what we want. What
you're
do you
gonna, you're going
to
end up that way, I'm positive, and I'll tell you why. This Illinois only includes 97%, and
it might slip just a little. It could go a little over that.
I think it will.
What we want to do is shade it a little if we can, but you're now at 61.1.
Yeah, I tell you, it's been a...
I know.
It's been a real... monster to work.
When is it going to be done then? The 15th of December? They got to do it by then, don't they?
No, they really don't, because all they have to do is certify the electors. You know, they play with these damn numbers for...
Right.
In Alaska, they tell me that they don't get all the votes in until spring.
Okay, fine.
Some of the islands, I don't get. So it's a... Every state, Mr. President, has a final certification date that sometime during the month of December. My own... I talked to Scamma about this. My own opinion is you're going to go over 61.1. I think you've got the all-time figure. I really do. I just...
We don't want to say a bit about it till we get it.
Oh, good God, no.
No stories have been written about it, have they?
No, they haven't.
Right.
And, but the interesting thing, every story I've seen has picked it at 61%. Percent.
Right, which is not bad.
And nobody has, you know, hit the 60.9 or the 60.8. Or,
yeah.
If they're all taking it, they're rounding it at 61, but I think it's...
But if we get the 61.1, then it is, I think that's one hell of a big boost at the end.
Oh,
don't you agree?
I think it's tremendous. And
right.
We'll make something out of it. I mean, that's the kind of thing where you're...
Easy.
You know, you can write...
Right.
For example, that Buchanan piece last week, I don't know whether you read it, that got it...
How'd it come off?
The Legend of St. George McGovern. It was spectacular. The New York Times gave it a hell of a play. Now other columnists are writing from it. You know, the...
What was the theme of it, Chuck?
Well, the theme of it was...
I'd given him four to write, and
yes, sir,
I wanted him to get some of the positive ones out, but I guess he got the negative first because he's more interested in that.
Yeah, that's the dirtiest campaign in history.
Oh, good.
Yeah, well, you see what it did.
Good. That's fine. That's positive.
Well, what it did was it... Dick Wilson then wrote a column about it, which goes through his syndicate. Then Howard K. Smith has referred to it. And it's begun... unfortunately, the goddamn New York Times op-ed page has this impact. It,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, because nine times out of ten it's against us, but
that's
this
right.
time we used it, and I've been amazed at the number of pickups and quotes from it, and it's worked its way into other stories. It was brilliantly written, of course, Buchanan.
Great.
He did it with a passion, and it was extremely effective. So that.
Right.
But what we could do, you see, when this happens, is we'll have some...
And had that put in my reading file for Florida, will you?
Yes, sir.
Fine. I frankly, I'm not reading a news summary because I've got to concentrate on more important things at the moment.
Right, of course you do.
And there's nothing in it anyway.
I'm very excited about Brennan. I just think that's going to give us some color and excitement. And
sure.
God, he's a gutsy, tough
right.
guy.
Right. Well, you get on the plane, and then, as I said, I won't see you, any of you, as a matter of fact, but I want you to get down there and I want you to work up the list of people to stay the hell out. I want you to get up what we're going to do in the foundation. I want you to work, work on the business about who we keep in.
Right.
I want you to get down to these people that, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
You know the things to do.
Oh, yes.
Fine, because everybody is all clicking along now, and it's coming, now that we got past the big ones, why?
I think it's coming beautifully.
I took Brenninger today. Now, Brenninger is good because we just had to have somebody to run it, and Volpe's agreed to take Italy, so
great.
That takes care of that.
I talked to John, yes.
But Brenninger is an Irish Catholic from California, hell yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Hell yes.
With that name, I thought he was a German.
No, an Irish Catholic from California.
Oh, well, that's great. My God, we get to Brennan and Brenninger. That's great.
That's right.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and assuming, and this is one that we just can't talk about because of Dole sensitivities until we work it out, but with Scali at the UN, an Italian Catholic Democrat in the cabinet.
Yeah, that's great.
You've got two Democrats and three Catholics. No, four with Ash.
That's right, four with Ash. And, and frankly, Mr. President, we're going to, at the second tier, we're going to start really doing some things.
Good.
We've accumulated, I didn't want to go into yesterday,
yeah.
We've really accumulated.
Well, no, I didn't want you to, because I want you fellows to all to go into that, and I'm not worried about things, but remember, be sure the South gets in there, be sure women get in there.
Snyder, Mathis.
There's one on the black thing, I have an idea about one woman black from the UN that I think we can put in as,
mm-hmm.
which would be great.
Mm-hmm.
It takes care of both of them.
Sure. Well, we're really moving to build.
Brennan feel good about going on?
Oh, great. He's just
good.
He
got it, and Fitz feels good.
Yeah, Fitz is thrilled because I have
Paul.
Yeah, but yeah, first rate, 100%.
Good.
The thing is, we're really building. We really are going to build a permanent new majority. I'm absolutely convinced of it, Mr. President.
I gave Lord Hill yesterday. I said, now, Jerry. He's close to Hall, but he wants to do some things in the NLRB. Of course, the NLRB, I think we can even get Brennan to go on and along on that a bit. But the main point is, I said, Jerry, there isn't going to be any anti-labor legislation. I want you to know that. I'm not going to have any. See?
I hope Ford didn't hit you on the Fanning appointment, because we've already committed that to...
Who's Fanning? He didn't mention anything.
Okay, good. That's it.
Don't forget it. Don't tell me about it.
No.
Fine.
I just...
Well, we'll see you tomorrow and plan to stay a couple days. Bye.
Wonderful. Bye. Thank you, Mr. President.
Fine. Incidentally, you can work it out with Holloman in terms of the logistics. You can take your wife, too.
I'd love to do that.
Just tell them, see if you can tell them. You just tell them what you want.
Yes, sir.
And if they've got room, they'll put them in. Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.